longer two, but one. And so knowing that, you know, there was half peace and half turmoil. I mean, there was no, there was turmoil. But it wasn't, it was, and so the struggle that I had was different than the struggle that she had. The struggle that I had was trying to be able to comfort her and to be there for her and to meet needs that, and I was totally inadequate to do that. It just was totally inadequate. But God was faithful. He was able to, you know, give me wisdom from time to time. But more than that, He was able to speak into Aaron's life through fellow believers, both here in the church, family members, as well as believers far off that we've never even met face to face. He was able to speak words of encouragement, words give scripture, and Aaron's going to talk a little bit about that, to give us that peace. I mean, it wasn't total turmoil all the time. It was like periods of peace and periods of turmoil. And so when we were going through those tumultuous times, you know, God was faithful to give us a word, through His word and through fellow believers. It, just amazing. He was able to meet those needs that I, as a husband, was inadequate to meet myself. So I guess I'll turn it over to Aaron right now.
I have some scriptures because it's always awful when you're trying to remember one and it just won't come to you, so I brought some with me. I really struggled. It was 7 years from the time that we started to try to have children to the time that Ashlyn made her appearance. And up until, you know, 9 months before 7 years, you have no idea how, you know, what the end of the story is going to be. But I don't really want to focus on the end of the story because you can see her right here, but sort of more the process, and I'll try to be brief. But I remember some of the ladies here at the church, we were going through a Bible study called First Place, and I was doing one of the devotionals, and I stumbled upon a verse, verses in 1 Thessalonians 5:16 to 18. It says, "Be joyful always, pray continually, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus." And that really jumped out to me. And I remember driving around my yard on my little lawn tractor, which is my best thinking time. I was just mulling over that verse in my head, and I kept saying, you know, God, how do I do that? You know, and this applies to any trial that we're in. You know, for us, it was 7 years of infertility. It's, you know, any of a number of things. And God tells us we're going to have those. He promises those, you know, that we're going to have hard times. In this world, there will be trouble. So, you know, in the middle of this particular trial that we were facing, you know, I couldn't understand how to come to a place where I could be thankful for this trial. And I couldn't understand how I could be joyful about it. You know, yay, we can't have kids. You know, the one thing that I want so bad, yay. How do you get to that place? And He didn't really answer it at that time. It really was a process of many years of getting me to that place and using some other scriptures to kind of help me understand that. And one of them is Romans 8:28 that I'm sure we've all heard. And we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love Him, who have been called according to His purpose. So, again, I'm like, God, this isn't good. You know, I'm sorry. This isn't good. In my life right now, I'm not thinking this is good. You know, what do you want me to do here? And Another one, Proverbs 3, 5 to 6, has really stuck with me. It says, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him and he will make your path straight." So it's like he was kind of piecing some puzzle pieces together for me. And what I got from that was, yes, Aaron, in your own understanding, this stinks. You're not happy. The one thing that your heart is desiring, you can't have. But I have a bigger plan and a bigger purpose. And Jeremiah 29:11 comes in there. Oh, I don't have it on here. Thank you. "For I know that plans for you, says the Lord, plans to prosper you and not harm you, plans to give you hope and a future." So he says his plans are good. He says he has a plan for us. So what does that mean? Okay, obviously, God, this is in your plan, whether you brought it on or not. We could spend a whole sermon debating that, but it's here. It's happening. What he showed me was that it's not about our plans. It's not our understanding. It's not what we want. Yes, he desires to bless us, but his greatest blessing is that we have a relationship with him, because through that relationship with him, we find peace. And here comes our favorite one. Oh, here we go. Philippians 4, 6 to 7. Hi. "Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus." To me, that's the gift. That's the greatest gift. And we only receive that through a relationship in Jesus. It's the peace. She was a bonus, a huge bonus. But God did finally bring me to a place where I was able to find peace and joy in him in the middle of this huge turmoil and major trial in our life. And about the time that I was really, really going through some hard stuff, Facing the Giants came out, which is my favorite movie. And Larry's oldest sister had warned us before we went and saw it that the lead couple is facing infertility. That's one of the storylines. And so, you know, I went, and of course I bawled the whole movie. But something happens in that movie that really, really, really touched my heart. I guess before, one of the scenes is she and her husband are talking, and God had brought her husband to a place of peace in his life where he was really fully submitting his life to Christ. He had, you know, taken God's cross upon him. He had cast his burdens upon him, and he was walking with him. And she wasn't quite there yet with the whole children thing. And so he said something to her along the lines, you know, "Will you still love him if we can't have children?" And that's a tough question when you're going through that, you know? I don't know. I don't know. And then she went, I think the scene after, she goes to the doctor's office and has a pregnancy test, and they tell her it's negative, and she walks out to the car. And this is the scene that just really, really touched me. She's standing at the car, and she looks up, and she says, "God, I choose to love you. I choose to love you. That's my choice." And so it took me probably 6 years to get that place, and certainly I'd have times where, okay, I can get through this. Yes, God, I love you, la, la, la. You know, but it really took that long for God to really take out my Abraham, you know, or Isaac, I guess, for me to really be able to lay at his feet and say, "God, your will, you know, it's your plan. Yes, you know what I want, but you've given me peace, and that's all that matters." And that applies to any trial that we're in, anything. And we're promised them. I bet every single one of us in the room is either in the middle of one, just came out of one, or is headed into one. That's how life works. To bring lots of good news to you today. So, but if we can find that peace in him, that's what matters. I am so thankful for the time that that God allowed us to wait for her, because he needed to do that work in my life. I have no idea what my attitude would be, what kind of parent I would be if I hadn't gone through that time. And again, I didn't know what the end was going to be. We went through in vitro twice. The first time didn't work. And that was hard. It was very disappointing, but God gave me unbelievable peace through it. And the second time, she came about. So God is so good, and we say all that not to tell you a cool story or whatever. You can go to the movies for that, but we John asked us to do this because we just want to glorify God and thank Him for who He is and for giving us Ashlyn, obviously, but just the peace that He brings. When we can truly just lay it at His feet and trust in Him. And we just are so thankful for our family and friends who are here today, and for this church family who spoke just so much truth into our lives through it. And I'll just finish with this. Right before we decided to go back to the clinic and look into in vitro and just treatment and that sort of thing, I was really in a time where I was really just crying out to God. I have to have an answer. And if you know me, you know that I'm a planner. I got to know what's going to happen, and it drives me crazy if I don't. So I just was in this sort of frenzy. God, tell me. Just tell me no, tell me yes. I don't care what the answer is. You just got to tell me what. What are we going to do here? And we spent, we were up till wee hours of the morning with Matt and Laura, who had just gotten engaged at the time. And they were really able to just speak to me about trust and faithfulness, and that was awesome. And I just really appreciated that time that they spent with us. At the same time, one of the women in our congregation, God woke her up, and she had two verses for us. And she emailed it. I didn't happen to get it until the next night. But one of the verses is Psalm 46:10, and it says, "Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth." That wasn't the answer I was looking for. I wanted a yes or a no, not a wait. But the be still part and know that I am God. He created the world, and He took the time out to wake somebody up to send me a message that said, "I am God. I am in control. Put your trust in me." And I think at that moment, all these verses that God had been working on in my heart, they all sort of came together. And I got it. That God, it's all about Him. It's all about putting our trust in Him and laying it at His feet. And He walks beside us, and sometimes He carries us. And it doesn't matter what the end is, the end result. What matters is that we have the peace. So thank you for listening to us. Thank you.
Amazing thing was is that the next day she picked up a book that she had for like months that she was wanting to read, and she picked it up that next day, and a key verse was sitting there on the page when she picked it up, and it was, "Be still and know that I am God." So we got that basically from our time with Matt and Laura and their friend from Peru, and about the same time that we were meeting and praying together, he had gotten Leomar up out of bed. She said, and she basically said in her email, "God has put this burden on me. I cannot sleep until I get this email off to you. I'm sending it right now so I can get some sleep." But the verse was, "Be still and know that I am God." And also, "Lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He will make your path straight." And then the very next day, she picked up the book, and it was sitting there, "Be still and know that I am God." Three times. Amazing. So God definitely brought us to the point of loving Him for who He is, not just for what He can do for us or what we want. Because He does want amazing. He wants to bless us. And no matter what you're going through at the time, to us it was infertility. For some, it's waiting for a spouse. For some, it's worrying over a wayward child. It's all the same. It's all the same. Trusting God. So thanks again. And so today, basically, we're acknowledging that Ashlyn is absolutely a gift from God, that she is God's, and that he has blessed us to raise her and to show her the way that she should go. And we have full faith in God's grace to do in her life exactly what he created her for. So, and you guys are a huge part of that.